is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Lifetime movies.
I'm Patrick Serrano, and I'm a Lifetime movie expert.
And I'm Dan, and I despise Lifetime movies, and this is the
Deck the Lifetime Uncorked podcast!
That familiar theme song.
We're back, baby!
Let's go.
Man, this is exciting. And this is, I don't know why this is, there's another TV in our studio that's just doing things, but
it's just popping on. I don't know what's going on.
We're fine. The good news, everybody, you've asked.
Back by popular demand.
When is Deck the Lifetime Uncorked coming back? And the good news is every last Wednesday of the month, we're going to be covering what Patrick decides is the one to watch.
He's the expert.
He's the expert. Of course, let him decide this.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be the most recent one. You're going to have to keep an eye out. You are watching them, and you're letting me know this is the one. And
that's right.
I got to say, you made a good pick.
Well, thank you.
This is the one.
There were much more high profile. We had Tatiana Ali playing twins. We had, all the crazy things going on. No, didn't make the cut because you know what? When I heard Deadly Garage Sale, like, you know, they do the commercial and they show the little clips and then they're like, don't miss Deadly Garage Sale. I like laughed out loud, dying hilarious. I was like, I can't believe this is a title of a movie.
How, you know, those garage sales, they'll get you. Patrick, how long have you been doing Lifetime Uncorked?
Lifetime Uncorked probably since, maybe 5 years.
5 years. And you, if any title makes you laugh out loud at this point, that's when you know, right?
Right. Yeah. That's a good title. That's a good title.
What, off the top of your head, what's the craziest Lifetime movie that you've covered?
The craziest?
Like, we're just, it's just like left and right. It's just a knockout.
Probably Psycho Stripper is the most Lifetime-y movie ever.
Psycho Stripper.
It's male strippers. Male strippers. Thinking it was female strippers. No.
No, no.
It's like a Magic Mike on Lifetime.
But Psycho.
Psycho Mike.
But Psycho.
Psycho Mike.
Psycho Mike. Oh, God.
Psycho Mike. Don't get him any ideas, guys.
How's the February crop looking?
February is looking hot, hot, hot. We got, you all have seen Single White Female, the thesis statement for Lifetime movies from the 80s.
Yes.
Yeah, it's basically like a roommate becomes obsessed with her roommate and then I've overtakes never seen her
this.
Life.
No, I don't know what this is.
Man. Well, Bran, it is like the Lifetime blueprint.
Okay.
So they're remaking that. Instead of Single White Female, it's Single Black Female.
Oh!
Same idea.
About time!
About time. I'm like, how has this not happened? This? Yeah. It's with the girl from Glee. I can't remember her name. She was Mercedes on Glee. And basically she's the person who's obsessed with like a news anchor in her town. And it's going to get crazy. I'm excited for that for sure.
When is that one? Do you know?
That is like February 2nd or 3rd. We're not covering this one. Don't worry, though. I'm just excited for that one. We're going to cover my Lifetime movie
because
it's finally coming out.
Whoa, in February? Yeah, that's top billing for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I actually watched it. I got a screener and I went on Lifetime's official podcast as the guest to be the star that they interviewed. I'm like, what? I'm like at the bottom of the call sheet. I don't know why you're calling me, but
how do you feel like it turned out?
Old flames never die. Old flames never die. It turned out great.
Yeah.
Set my expectations. How much screen time are you getting?
I have 5 lines.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
All right.
Oh boy.
5 lines, 5 outfits.
Are you serious?
No, but when that would have been amazing. Every line is a different outfit.
I'm here for that. Let me ask you this.
Next time.
Did you have more than 5 lines and it was cut down to 5 or did all 5 of your lines get in there?
All 5 made it. Yeah. So that means I delivered.
You don't cut Patrick Serrano. You don't cut Patrick Serrano.
That's exactly right. And I will, and this is speaking of big news for you. Tonight is the Deckies and you are nominated, Patrick.
Wow.
I can't believe it.
Best reoccurring Deck the Hallmark guest. And so I don't know. It's we don't know the outcomes here.
It's your first nom.
Yeah. First nomination.
It's a big deal.
It's great. I have my outfit prepared. I'm ready to watch.
And you know,
it's going to be great.
Last year, Alonzo Duralde won.
Wow.
So
yeah.
Let's see what you can do. Let's see what
he's,
you can do.
He's way more famous than I am.
He's like a co-host, so I don't even know how we even... But
at that point, last year, he was not. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know who's gayer. I think I win.
Is it the gayest?
Yeah.
Can we have that be an award next year? Who's the gayest co-host?
I don't think we'll see. I don't think we can have that award.
We couldn't name it that, but just read between the lines, I think.
Right. Exactly.
Like we didn't feel comfortable personally, but just, yeah. I mean, what can you
I'm
do?
I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
The first nomination is always, they've said this about the Deckies for years, is the hardest one to get. And once you get that one, your life just opens up for you.
So good luck. Good luck tonight. I know you'll be watching. Fingers crossed. I know you'll be watching. And so hopefully you win, buddy. I'm rooting for you personally.
Well, that's me.
Yes, it's an honor to be nominated, as they say.
Yes, of course.
It's just an honor. All right. Deadly Garage Sale. Not to be confused with Garage Sales Mysteries on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries that we don't give a rip about. This is Deadly Garage Sale.
Deadly.
Patrick, let's walk through it, pal. You and I watched it. Dan did not watch it. And we are going to make Dan rue the day.
Immerse me in the experience of Garage Sale Murder.
We will paint you a picture. Yes.
So, the movie stars, and the names are a little difficult for me because they have asterisks on things where I don't know what that's it thing. So I think this is Ari Campos is our star. Giuliana Di Stefano, Autumn Noel, and Matthew Polkamp.
Okay. Polkamp or Polkamp?
There's a lot of, it's Polish. So that's all I'll say.
Okay. Got it. Fair enough.
And all these people have been in Lifetime movies before. They're regular people that we usually see. So, you're not getting anybody who doesn't know what they're doing. They understand the movie they're in.
Yes, 100% they do.
See, you could have, by the names you read, I would have thought that it's all first timers. So thank you for straightening me out there.
Got it. You're in good hands. Good hands.
Good.
So the movie starts off at a garage sale, as you would think.
That checks out.
It was in the title. We had to see the Deadly Garage Sale. So you see this woman. She's like, it's like summertime. She's in like a little tank top and shorty shorts. Like she's the victim of a horror movie, the first kill in a horror movie.
Yeah, for sure.
She's like looking at a teapot and like, oh, this is great. This creepy man like walks up to her and I'm talking like sweaty. Yeah. Like he looks like he's, I don't know. Strung out.
He looks like one of those guys that just did heroin in the shower.
He
just walked out of the shower.
That's vivid.
He's fresh on the heroin, and he's ready to go.
He's about to turn into a zombie.
Yeah.
On Walking Dead.
Yes, 100%.
In between those two, I know what you're saying.
But also, amazingly blue eyes. Very striking blue eyes.
Just drowning them. And this is his garage sale.
It's his garage sale.
It's the sweaty guy's garage sale? Yeah,
and his woman pal. We don't know.
Sure, we don't know. But he's very enamored with the girl in the tank top. He goes up to her. He's like, do you like that? I have some more of those inside.
Yeah.
And she's like, tee hee hee. Okay, I'll go with you. And you're like, oh no, she's a goner.
She's going to be a deadly garage sale.
Yep. He takes her to the back bed, the back bedroom.
Yeah.
And he like shows her a lamp. And Dan, you're going to love this because he tells her to rub the lamp.
Like a genie.
Yes. And I was like, Lifetime's doing it. We're doing a genie movie. Well, here we go. No genie comes out. But what happens is outside there's another guy and he steals the cash box. The like little money.
He steals the cash box.
Yeah.
So sweaty guy takes girl into his room and tells her to rub a lamp.
Yes.
For no reason.
He just kind of, I think we don't know what his plan, like, I don't know if he was just going to, enjoy.
It seemed deadly.
I don't know if he was going to enjoy, like, just like, I want to just store this image away of her
rubbing a lamp
for later. I don't know the intention.
Oh my gosh.
But then, when he walked inside, he said, Tabitha, watch the box. We don't know who Tabitha is.
And she didn't watch the box.
She did not.
Because it's stolen.
She didn't do her job. No, it gets stolen. And this young hunk, also in a tank top, I think, steals it and runs away. He turns out to be the young woman's brother, the tank top siblings, Trudy, and I think his name's Pete. They're working a con. They're like the lamest con people in the world.
Trudy and Pete.
They rob garage sales. That's their, that's what they do.
And with this first garage sale, they somehow snag over $2,000.
Man, that's hefty.
Yeah. From the old lamp garage sale, $2,000.
It was just lamps?
There was a lot of lamps.
There were a lot of lamps. I think, you know, lamps are, you know, actually, I bought a lamp recently at a bargain bin place, and it was only $20. So yeah. I don't know what they're selling.
I will say, now that we're talking about it, I don't know if the guy cared about her at all. He just has a thing for lamps. So seeing the lamp
over there,
seeing the lamp being rubbed was doing it for him.
At $20, if he has 100 lamps, you know, that's $2,000.
Sure.
There you go.
Quick math.
So, but you know, we don't ever see the creepy man again. It's more setting up the siblings to be like the criminals, and they're the protagonists of the movie.
I didn't see it coming.
You thought that he was. You thought someone was going to die in that first scene.
Yeah. Well, at the very least, he's the sweaty, weird heroin guy.
Yeah.
But no.
Wow. He's fine. No.
Okay. There you go.
He lives to do another sale.
All right.
Yeah.
Die.
So we cut to Marsha. She is a hoarder. Marsha. Hoarder. She has stuff in her house all over the place. She's always like knocking stuff over in her house. And her daughter, Candace, not Cameron Bure, is like, Mom, stop doing garage sales. They're so embarrassing. And like, you have so much junk. Like, just donate it.
I'm sorry to interrupt. She's a hoarder that does garage. Like, does she does garage sales? What does that mean?
So her thing is that she, from what I gather, she like goes to garage sales.
That makes more sense.
Hold on. She goes to garage sales, throws all that gear in her house, and then she does her own garage sales.
A hoarder wouldn't sell anything ever.
You're right.
Yeah. Maybe hoarding's not the best. So, she has a lot of inventory.
I got you.
She's a
pack rat.
Yeah, she's a pack rat. But I will say, like, at the same time, there was, like, I feel like they could have put more stuff in her house. I felt like
it's
the daughter.
It's a lifetime
I felt
hoarder,
like the like daughter very, like, was whatever. Overreacting.
Yeah.
Personally.
Wow.
Right. Well, you know, my house is pretty tidy. So I was like, this house needs to go. They need to move that bus and tear it down.
Just looking behind Patrick, you can see, like, if he walked in our studio, he would be a little bit like, oh, okay.
And our studio is clean for. What we do.
For what we do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So basically, Marsha's doing another garage sale. She is like very much like embarrassing her daughter, and she's going against HOA guidelines for the neighborhood.
Yeah. The HOA doesn't like this.
No.
They don't allow the garage sales in their neighborhood.
No.
Fancy. Is that true? Does that really happen?
I guarantee you there are HOAs that don't allow garage sales.
I'll just say this. If your whole thing is garage sales, you should read that fine print.
Like, yes.
You should. Yeah. Like, that's on you.
But also, I've never been in an HOA in my life.
No.
Like, I've never.
I wouldn't for this reason.
Opportunity.
Listen, I live in America, so I can do what I want on my lawn when I want it.
That's right. You know what I mean? Gonna tell you can't sell your garage.
Listen, it's my garage. I bought the garage.
If I want to sell my garage, I'll sell it.
That's right.
There you go. So Candace blasts the garage sale on social media and it becomes a huge thing. Everyone's coming to the garage sale. And that, of course, Trudy finds out about it and brings her brother Pete. They're going to run another con at Marsha's garage sale. And Trudy pretends to be interested in something. And she's like, tell me more about this lamp.
Is it also a lamp?
There's only lamps
Does
in this
Does she rub
garage
that
sale.
One as well?
No. Marsha's not creepy. Marsha's like, cool. And then Pete sneaks into the house and is like robbing jewelry. He's like going rummaging through things. But as Marsha's talking to Trudy, she looks up and sees Pete in her room. And she's like, excuse me, one moment. Yeah. And she runs upstairs. She's like, hey, what are you doing in my room? And he's like, I don't know. And they're like pulling on stuff, you know, they're like, give me that type of thing.
And they're at the top of the stairs.
At the top of the stairs, of course.
Well, here comes the deadly part.
Maybe. Yes. The pearls fall on the ground.
Uh-oh.
And Pete slips on the pearls and he's like, whoa, and he falls back dead at the bottom of the stairs.
So the people that were the con artists die. The guy
Pete,
who
Pete does, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's this movie go from here?
Exactly. Oh. You're like, whoa, this is crazy. So I love that Dan has no concept of a Lifetime movie structure.
No.
It's great. It's great.
I don't know what's going to happen at all. I literally, the world's my oyster right now. Like, I got nothing.
Exactly. So Marsha runs to the bottom of the stairs. She's like, oh no, this guy's dead. And everyone in the garage sales, like, coming in and be like, what happened? And then Trudy looks and she's like, oh, my brother's dead. But she hears the sirens coming. So she's like, I got to go. She runs to her car. She gets in. She takes out like an ID of her brother, just in case you didn't know that he was the brother. And they have like, she's like, oh, RIP brother, like throws the ID out the window and then drives away.
So she thinks that the cops are coming. Are they like most wanted? Like, do the cops have pictures?
Not at all. In fact, good question. Pete, obviously he doesn't have his ID on him, but he is so not on any sort of record that they can't figure out who he is.
Then why does
he has no prints? He's never been convicted of anything before. He's a mystery. No one knows who
he is. Why'd she flee the scene then?
You gotta get out of there.
Yeah, she knows she's shady. She knows.
Yeah.
It'll come out. It's in the eyes. You can tell.
It's in the eyes. Yeah.
So a hot cop comes, as one does in a Lifetime movie. You always have the hot cop. And he questions Marsha and Candace. And he's like, next time someone robs your house, just let them go instead of killing them.
Yeah.
Like, just let them go.
You okay.
Because what you did is second degree murder. So. He definitely said, like, what you did is second degree murder, but like, just let them go now.
So they arrest Marsha.
No, not, just, listen, it's just a learning. This is a learning. It's a learning lesson.
We're going to give you one here. This is a freebie, but next second degree murder.
Well, next time somebody steals your stuff, just think about.
That's right. But if you commit second degree murder again, you will be charged.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He's not too concerned. He's a hot cop. He has other things.
What do you think about that hot cop stash?
Loved it.
Yeah. It's great stash.
Loved it. I mean, he was so hot. I was like, I looked him up on IMDb. I'm like, why does he not have more credits? He needs to be in more movies.
There you go. Shout out to Hot Cop.
Maybe he's starting out. This is his first movie as a hot cop.
Hashtag hot cop.
Is it this guy? He's got his mustache in his IMDb.
Yeah, he does. Listen. Yeah. Signature
stash. That's a good looking man right there.
It's a signature stash.
A little black. You can't see it from there. I don't know what I'm doing, Patrick.
He looks like one of those guys that rolls up the sleeve on short.
It's on my refrigerator.
His house is perfectly neat and tidy, but his fridge is just it's cut out pics of Hot Cop.
It's a shrine to Hot Cop. Yeah. Hot Cop looks like a guy who rolls up the sleeves of his short sleeve shirt. Like, you just doesn't he look like that guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does. Yeah, to like show off the biceps. Yeah, totally. Yeah, man.
Oh, Hot Cop.
So we flash to 4 months later. 4 months later, Trudy decides to go back to another one of Marsha's garage sales. And here you're like, why would she go back? Well, she goes back to fantasize about killing Marsha. So she has a full dream sequence where you think it's real and she's like strangling her and like stabbing her. And she's like, ah, but she doesn't actually kill her. She befriends her and they become thrifting buddies. They go thrifting together. They have dinner together.
Is this real life now? Or is this still?
This is real life.
Yeah. Okay. So they really just hit it off. And Marsha,
can I tell you where I thought this was going, Patrick?
Oh,
and
sure.
Maybe you can tell me what you thought. I felt like Trudy looked very much like the daughter. Like
Candace,
very similar, like a little bit older, but very similar. I thought there was going to be like a some sort of switched identity situation here.
Oh yeah. Here's the thing. You're giving Lifetime a lot of credit. You're giving Lifetime a lot of credit. That, I was like, okay.
So she's going to try to like take, like do a switch and see if the mom notices or something. I don't know. Maybe I can just pretend to be your daughter or something.
I love it. Take all your ideas of what Lifetime does and dilute it by a lot.
Okay, great.
A lot. Okay. So, they're friends now, and Marsha talks about like why she does the garage sales so much. She's like, I'm like really financially struggling. Like I quit my job and I just do garage sales to make money now. And I'm not able to pay my bills because garage sales don't really help make a lot of money.
Right.
And Candace is like, okay. Or Trudy's like, all right. Well, we'll figure it out. I'll help you. I'll be like your personal assistant or something, you know. So she's really in what is it called, like I don't know, immersing herself into Marsha's life.
Yeah.
Okay. Becoming obsessed. You would even say maybe.
Maybe.
Now, yeah. Now I'm starting to get a little thread of where we're going, which is right. Nice because I've been just what it's been one surprise after another. So here we go.
So, Trudy like reorganizes the house and like does the back bedroom. She does it into like a little, office or something. I don't know what she does. But she finds a paper of passwords of all of Marsha's passwords for all her things. And she takes a picture of it and she's going to save that for later.
Ooh. You know, we don't know what we're going to do with this yet, but
Trudy's got
when
it.
When you find passwords, you take a picture and you just store it away.
Man,
yes. Play the long game. It's the long con.
It's a long game. Yeah.
So at another garage sale, Marsha continues to have these garage sales. She meets a handsome man who retired so early that he's very wealthy, and his name is Rick. Okay. And
you know, he's wealthy because he spends $300 on used Christmas decorations.
Wow. Yeah. Rick.
Yeah. That's the price that he named. He said, I want all your Christmas stuff and I'm going to pay you $300.
It did. Okay. Yeah. That's a rich boy.
That's a rich boy, Rick.
Yeah. And he's handsome. He like, actually I could see this man in a Christmas movie. I was like, maybe because it was right off Christmas season too. I was just like in Christmas brain still. I'm like, oh, a Christmas movie. Oh yeah.
Yeah. And the reason like he said, I want all these Christmas decorations because my sister like was sick or something. I'm going to go and decorate her house this Christmas with all these Christmas decorations. Oh, I was okay. Like, not a bad idea for a movie.
All right.
Yeah, I loved it. I was like, okay, let's see that movie. But that's not the movie we're getting, Dan. Don't worry. So he asked Marsha out for dinner. And
he did not ask the underage girl.
Ask the girl.
Yeah.
But they don't really do much dining. They end up just like hooking up.
This is great. Can I just say this? And this is Marsha, you do you, girl. Like, do whatever you want. But Marsha has been single for a long time. She says, I have not done the dirty in a long time. She makes this perfectly clear. They're going to dinner. Okay. And he's like, I'm going to take you to this outdoor seed party thing. Like, not seed
outdoor party. Seed party.
Seed party. Like, seafood is the word I'm looking for.
What are you talking about?
I outdoor don't know what a sea party sea is.
Party.
You guys know where there's the sea and you party? An outdoor seafood place. And she's like, man, last time I went to the sea party, I got really cold. Can we go back and grab a jacket? And he's like, I got a hoodie in my car. And she's like, not very ladylike. I need to go back and get a jacket. And he's like, fine, I'll take you back to your house. So she goes inside and she's taking a little bit of time. And so he comes in and he's like, hey, I just want to make sure everything's okay. And she's like, you care enough about me to ask that? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, cancel dinner. Let's do this.
Wow.
It was just a quick, I didn't see it coming. This lady who like, I feel like
Patrick saw it coming.
Patrick saw it.
Oh,
yeah.
I was like waiting. I'm like, let's do it.
Yeah,
the only thing
Patrick didn't see coming was the outdoor sea party. They were eating at a seafood restaurant outside, and you went with outdoor sea party. Make sure I get that correct.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
But listen, Marsha, you do you. I'm very proud of you. But also, like, make him earn it, like, a little bit, right? Like,
you let her be her. You don't tell her.
I'm not telling you. But just if I'm her, he didn't do enough. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, his body did enough.
That's fair.
He's a in shape man. So
yeah, that's fair.
They're over in the blowing sheets in the wind. You know, they're doing all that stuff. But Trudy is also in the house trying to put all those passwords into the computer, and she didn't think they were going to be home. And she's like, what do I do?
Oh, no.
So she like starts hiding under a desk, you know, as you do in Lifetime movies. She's like running around. And
when she finds out that they're going to be there, instead of going out to the sea party, they're going to go lay in bed. She's faced with a dilemma. What do I do? Do I try to be quiet? Do I go try to do this thing on the computer that I want to do?
Yeah.
Or do I leave? And she decides, I'm going to sneak around. I'm going to go do the computer.
Sneaky. Got it.
Yeah. So she does some like stuff on banks or whatever. And who knows?
She transfers $78,000. Her basically empties Marsha's entire bank account, which is $78,000.
Marsha's got $78,000 in the old checking.
That's exactly
what
right.
I'm talking
but
about.
She's very concerned about
just leaving that in checking, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe that's whatever. Just me. Go for it.
So just empties out her account. No problem.
Yes. totally done. So, and then she's like sneaking out and she like hears something. She like knocks over a lamp or something. And
it's definitely a lamp. It's always a lamp.
It was always a lamp. And Rick's like, oh no, I'll go protect you. He grabs a bat. He like goes out and like looking around with his shirt off. And Trudy grabs a knife and she turns around and she's like about to stab Rick. And then he has the bat. He's about to hit her and they both stop.
Yep.
Because they're like, what are you doing here? Oh, are you good? We're good. Okay. See you later. Bye.
He says, did you get it?
He says, did you get it?
He's in on it.
Oh my gosh.
This guy.
Rich boy Rick
took her to Pound Town.
Is the new brother.
Yeah.
Is the new Trudy brother.
Yes.
He's actually Trudy's father who recently got out of jail.
Yeah. He's a con man.
No.
Yeah.
They're a con family.
Trudy look young enough to be his daughter?
Yeah, Trudy looks like she's in her early 20s. Yeah.
She's like age ambiguous. Yeah, I feel like she could play like way up there being a mom.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
she could be Christine or she could be Christine's mom all at the same time.
She could play any role.
She's a mystery
Rick
woman.
Is the dad and his part of the con was sleep with Marcia?
Can I ask you this? What do you think? Was the original plan to go to the sea party? He just did an audible and said, if I gotta make the love with this woman, then I gotta do what I gotta do to get the money.
Yes. Okay. I think that, you know, the original plan was to go to dinner to clear the house, but then when he saw that she wasn't leaving the house because she wanted to have sexy time, he was like, all right, I'll just do this instead and just make sure she stays in the room.
I do love that Rich Boy Rick could have just been like, hey, not on the first date. Let's actually go to dinner. And she probably would have gone along with it and they would have been gone. But no, he's like, listen, a man's got to do what a man's got to do.
This is my job. This is my role.
I have to do this.
Rich Boy Rick.
So the next day, Marcia sees that her... Candace's college fund is totally wiped out. All the savings gone. She's really upset, of course. But things get worse because, now she really needs those garage sales to start making the cash.
That's right.
And by the way, the mustache hot cop comes back and he's like, hey, we can't get this money back, basically, because the transfer happened from within your house to an account that doesn't exist. Like the person's not real. So we can't track it. They pulled out money. Money's gone for good.
But they can find that account and then track to what happened from that account.
That money was withdrawn over.
Withdrawn?
Withdrawn.
Drawn.
in amounts. And so.
There's cameras at ATMs.
So they show her a picture. They say, this is the guy who did it. And that's when she realized it was Hot. Because Hot Boy Rick.
Rich Boy Rick
was the one that withdrew the money.
Withdrew the money. You're getting it. You're learning all the different conjugations.
That
there.
Withdrew the money. And that's when she realized.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, man. I got conned, but I had a good time. I had a good time.
I had a good, like.
It was turned out to be like a $78,000 gigolo, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever you got to do.
But that money, that money's gone.
Gone.
They can't do anything.
Yes. So she's really trying to do these garage sales. And the HOA, head of HOA comes over this time. Her name's Evelyn. And she's like, I'm shutting down this garage sale. I've told you so many times. Like, you are not listening.
And she fines her.
Oh, yeah. She gives her like a little ticket. And Candace is like, don't you talk to my mama like that. And she pushes Evelyn down.
And she says, I'll kill you.
Yeah. I'll kill you.
If you come back here, I'll kill you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And all the people at the garage sale are like recording it on their phones. Like,
man,
oh
Candace
my God.
Is crazy.
Yeah. And Trudy is just like walking down the street and she sees this happen. And she's like, light bulb ding.
This is good stuff.
This is good for me. And she later, like, sneaks into Evelyn, the HOA lady's house, while she's sleeping. She takes a shower. She's like strips down to like her bra and panties and gets a pair of scissors and then goes over and like stabs Evelyn to death.
Kills her real good.
Why?
Well, she takes the scissors, puts it in a plastic bag, takes like the bloody clothes off, puts it in a plastic bag, and then frames Candace for the murder.
But her DNA is still all over all that.
No.
Why not?
No,
because she was wearing gloves.
She put baby powder on and was wearing gloves.
She was wearing gloves. She was.
Why did she need to frame Marsha?
Because no, she's framing Candace.
Framing the daughter.
Because she wants a payback. Like, I want you to lose somebody.
She already took all her money.
No, let's keep going.
She's not done. She's like, done. I have more to do.
Okay.
So she kills the lady and frames
the
daughter. Yeah, frames Candace. So Hot Cop comes back to question Candace and Marsha. He's like, I have a video of Candace saying she was going to kill this woman who died the same night. So that's not looking good.
Not looking great.
And the mom's like, no, not my daughter. She would never. And they're like, okay, fine. Well, let's run your fingerprints. So they have a little fingerprint machine that you put your fingerprint on and they match it. So Marsha does hers first. She puts it in and it like goes through and it dings and it's like, all good. And then Candace does hers and it's like taking a really long time to process.
Oh no.
And then it's like, not good. Criminal.
Can I ask you this? How'd she do the fingerprint thing? Do you know? Like, how'd she frame her fingerprints?
I don't know.
That was going to be my next question.
Maybe she took Candace's scissors.
Yeah, I think she did take her scissors.
And so her fingerprints were all over those scissors. Because what's her name used gloves with scissors.
All right.
They were on the scissors. Yeah. So, then Candace, instead of like being like, it wasn't me, she just like gets up and runs out the house. She just runs.
Yeah, she runs. Her first instinct is to run when
Listen, innocent. Ask OJ. Innocent people, sometimes their instinct is to run.
Yeah, ask OJ.
Yeah. So Hot Cop chases her and arrests her. And then
that, by the way, I know you were curious. That chase does not last long.
Yeah, get out of town.
no way. And then we get, Marsha like asked like her friend, like to be her lawyer or whatever. It doesn't matter. But then we get Zoom jail, which was the best. I was like, I have never seen Zoom jail before.
Zoom jail.
So like, instead of like going to the thing with the window and putting your hand on it and talking on the phone,
you get
just
talk
on a Zoom call and Candace is in a like orange jumper.
Wow.
It was as if for a second this movie took place during COVID. Just for a moment it did.
But my thing is if that's possible, why aren't we letting prisoners talk to their loved ones like that why do we need COVID for that?
Yeah. That's a great idea.
That's a great, why have we like,
I don't know.
Seems inhumane. Like, right?
Me, from an efficiency standpoint, then you don't have to bring the people into the jail. You don't have to check them at the door. You don't have to.
They can't smuggle in stuff.
Yeah.
You can drive out there and visit them. But also, sometimes it's tough to get out to a prison from wherever you're living. And maybe you don't have transportation. If you could Zoom, like, we should be doing this. We should be doing this.
Maybe they are doing it. I don't know.
They should. I mean, I don't know anyone in prison right now, but when I do, I'll let you know.
All right, go do something and then let's just see.
Yeah, see what happens. Like something that'll get you like 30 days.
Oh, great.
And then we'll give you our Zoom info.
Yeah.
And you will be.
I'll steal a lamp.
We'll be your call from jail. Yeah. Zoom call.
Perfect. Yeah. I'll go to West Elm. West Elm has really expensive lamps, so I'll steal a lamp there.
Yeah. And then they're going to be like, so you want two guys in South Carolina who are on a podcast.
Can I have my one Zoom, please?
Yeah, right. Instead of a phone call. They're like, we don't do Zoom.
That's
like,
not a thing. Lifetime said.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah. Lifetime told me. So Trudy offers, like, with all the stuff going down, Trudy's like, all right, Marsha, let me clean up your place and I'll help pay for your mortgage and like get, because you're going to have to sell your home because you have no income, you have no nothing. So all you have is this house. So we're going to need to sell it. And as she's cleaning, she sees the spot where her brother died and she has like a flashback of like his like blood, his body's there on the ground. And Marsha's like, are you all right? Like, what's going on? And then Trudy decides to like be like, did you push that guy down the stairs? Like,
I heard you pushed him.
Yeah, I heard you pushed him.
Starts being weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Marsha's like, that's strange. Why are you bringing up that the worst day of my life
right now.
Like, why are you so concerned about how he fell?
Why are you saying I did it? Like, I'm responsible.
Yeah. So she makes Trudy breakfast because, of course, Trudy's staying there. She like sits her down and she's like trying to provoke Trudy.
Just see, like maybe Trudy's up to something.
I just don't feel like that's a good move with Trudy.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question real quick, Patrick?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
How long into this movie were you Team Trudy?
Oh, the whole time.
That's exactly right. What we are not doing a good job of is saying how lovable Trudy is.
Because Trudy, I hate Trudy.
Trudy
right now.
Is a delight. Marcia is the worst.
Trudy's brother robs Marcia, yeah. Falls down the stairs and dies. And Trudy's response for vengeance is frame Marcia's daughter for murder and right. Clean her bank account out.
Trudy
not equal.
Trudy's a delight.
No, I don't know what to tell you. No.
Yeah, but Marcia's house is messy.
Yeah, Marcia's just kind of, Marcia's just kind of a drag to be around. Like Trudy's a fun time. Like she's imaginative. Like
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I'm team Trudy all the way. I don't know what to tell. I'm sorry, Marcia.
You guys are monsters, both of you.
Trudy feels her feelings.
All yeah, I'm saying, yeah. Dan, is you would watch this movie and you would walk away being Team Trudy.
There's I can't imagine.
9 out of 9 people.
We
couldn't find the 10th.
Right, right.
The 10th person, Trudy. The 10th person Trudy killed.
Exactly. So Marcia makes breakfast, and I bring up the breakfast because I love that she's like, she basically during breakfast is like, you know what? I didn't push him, but I wish I had. He was robbing me and he was a criminal and he should have died.
Such a
and
Marcia
he
move.
He got what he got and he deserved it. And Trudy gets up from the table. She's like really upset. And Marcia's just sitting there like eating her toast. She like takes a bite of toast. She's like so smug. And then she's like, chewing that toast. Trudy leaves the room. Marcia just drops the toast and drops that smile. She's like, I got you.
I know. This is, you
oh,
did it.
Oh boy.
She figures it out. It all clicks in for her.
It mm-hmm. was a good, like, I got you moment.
It's like in Usual Suspects when they drop their cup of coffee. That's what it was.
Yes.
Like. Yeah.
But it was like not in slow motion and
not nearly as earned as
and
that.
The toast yeah. didn't
not,
look good.
Not as artistic, no. but the actor made a choice and I liked, she was like,
yeah.
Drop the toast, drop the smile.
Yeah.
Loved it. Fantastic. Loved it.
So what happens now?
So now Marcia follows. I know you're like,
that's the end of the movie, actually.
Jeez. Yeah, that's the end.
Can't leave me hanging.
Team Trudy.
Marcia follows Trudy. She sees her meeting up with Rick. She's like, okay, I got this. She starts taking pictures and she's like gonna give.
Can I say real quick? One yeah. thing you might be asking, Dan, why is Trudy still around?
Well,
after killing
yeah.
the lady and framing, what is she up to now? You might be wondering.
Yeah, at this point, I think all bets are off. She's been around longer than she ever should have been. So now I think she's just continually finding new ways to make Marcia pay.
So she kind of planted the seed in Marcia's mind to put the house up for sale. Her plan is to get her, force her to sign the house over to Trudy.
Good gosh.
That's the plan. And Rick's like, we need to just split. We don't need to do another thing. We don't need to do the, yeah. the house con is what oh, he yeah. calls
after
it.
78K,
apparently you either start with a house con. You don't end with the house con. Like the house. Yeah. But she's like, I'm going to do it.
I'm doing
and
the house
so
con.
That's why she ends up back at Rick's house. And Rick's like, listen, we don't like, you would just need to
split. Walk away.
Yeah.
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 And Marcia's there all in the background, just like recording with her phone. And of course her phone goes off
yeah.
and she's like, "Ooh, how do I silence this thing? I don't know. I'm a mom in a Lifetime movie."
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough out there.
It's tough. It's so tough. And she's held hostage. She's forced to sign the house over. Like they sign the paper.
Yeah. They have it all ready to go. Sign this and we'll let you live basically. But then Trudy gets a little nugget, like we can't let her go now.
No.
Like, what if she
knows everything?
She knows everything. And so yeah. she does the next logical thing, which is to go get a chainsaw.
What? And, chainsaw. Say what now?
And a sheet, which by the way, the chainsaw is when I got off the Trudy wagon. I just want to say that's when I.
Oh, you have that
I,
one.
I said it was a bridge too far for
Patrick
me.
Patrick was still Team Trudy.
You're still Team Trudy.
I thought we were getting a magic show.
Yeah. So chainsaw and then plastic covering. And Rick's like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, I'm going to chop her into a bunch of peas. We're going to flush her out.
Yeah, classic Dexter situation.
Flush her out of the toilet. And then we're, and then flush her down the toilet.
That's what really little pieces.
Yeah. And then she's like, and people are going to assume she just had a nervous breakdown, signed the house over to me, and now is on the run, basically. Like, you know, she just couldn't handle.
This is why you have to have a lawyer present for these things.
Right.
You can't just sign someone over a house without someone legally present.
It's the house con, Dan.
Got it.
That's why they call it a con.
So luckily, Marsha, this is a new thing in Lifetime movies. Marsha has been running a live stream of the whole thing.
Yeah.
On her phone.
Classic.
So she live streamed the whole thing. Wait. The police saw the live stream and came and stopped her just in time.
Phew.
I just want to say, I don't know if you caught this, but the video had a timer on the top and it was all zeros the entire time. But you know what? Live stream's hard. It's hard to recreate that. So they're doing the best they can.
That was a series of deadly garage sales. It wasn't just one deadly garage sale.
Oh yeah.
I think,
we're not done though. There's still one more thing.
The police there and they arrested Rick and Trudy, right?
Yeah. Trudy runs into the yard and then Marsha follows her, picks up a trash can in the yard, cleanest trash can I've ever seen, and just beats Trudy with a trash can.
It's like WWE.
And at this point, you're still pulling for Trudy.
That was a bridge too far for me for Marsha. Like, Marsha, there was no need to strike her.
It's really? Like cathartic. It's cathartic for Lifetime viewers to see the woman in peril like take her power back.
That's right, of course.
So she's taking that power back. Candace is released from jail, of course. And the mom's like, what do you want to do to celebrate? And Marsha's like, you know what I could do to celebrate? I could go to another garage sale. And Candace is like, no. And then the movie ends.
Oh, did it freeze frame?
Did they
play the facts of life?
It was a funny boy ending.
Wow.
It was a silly ending.
Oh my God.
Can I ask you this? The music in this movie, was it jarring or is that typical Lifetime music?
Very typical Lifetime music.
This music was wild. I felt like I was at a rave half the movie. It's like, oomt, 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 oomt. And they're just like buying lamps. I got a lamp. It was wild out there, man.
Dude, lay that down somewhere. I got a lamp. Yeah, I like that.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Sell it to Lifetime.
So that is the movie. So now we're either going to pour it up, which means you are enjoying it or in favor. And then if you're not, you put a cork in it, which means no thank you.
Yeah, pouring this all the way up. I mean, I didn't know where it was going for pretty much the entirety of that synopsis. You got to pour, like, there's a lot happening here. This is bonkers new-new, and I'm here for all of it. Here for it. Pour it up. Pour it all the way up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful. Bran?
Yeah. Pouring it all. This is the best thing I have seen in a long time.
Better than Signs He'll Deliver?
No.
You said best thing you've seen in a long time because you said Signs He'll Deliver is the best thing you've ever seen on Lifetime.
I'll say this, start to finish, I enjoyed this more than Signs He'll Deliver.
So this is better than anything you've ever seen on Hallmark.
Entertaining from start to finish. Entertaining AF, I would say.
Wow.
Now, it is a bad movie. Like,
bad.
It is qualitatively a disaster on so many fronts.
That's right up your alley.
But boy, I had a blast. I was watching. I was like, man, I wish Dan was here. Like, we would be having such a good time.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of miss getting to watch this. Oh, I got to be honest. It was such. You guys did a great job.
It was a blast. Patrick?
Oh, yes. So, of course, I'm pouring it up. So here's a little behind the scenes things that you all might not know. So obviously the movie was fun, campy. You made a garage sale deadly. Congratulations, Lifetime. That is a feat in and of itself. But the director of the movie, his name's Doug Campbell, and he did a bunch of movies with Eric Roberts.
Yeah.
Oh my God, why am I blanking on it? I think Stalked by My Doctor. So this is like a good update on that, where we don't have like the weird like doctor patient like creepiness. Like, it takes a creepy, we had a little bit of creepy, but it kept more of like the fun parts of Stalked by My Doctor, and like, you know, we have a bad guy being bad and just like taking it all the way through. So
Eric Roberts is in the new season of Righteous Gemstones, and he does a great job in it. Like, he's really, really doing it. I don't know if you've ever seen Righteous Gemstones, but on HBO, but he is, that's Julia Roberts' brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow. You would know him if you saw him.
Okay.
You'd know him if you saw him for sure.
And he directed
Academy
this film?
Award nominee. No, a Decky nominee, maybe.
I don't think so. The director of this movie directed a series of movies with Eric Roberts called Stalked by My Doctor.
I got. Okay, great.
Yes.
That's great. That's fun.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get an Eric Roberts movie in this year if we're doing one a year. He's prolific in his movie making. He has like 20 inactive productions.
He was in The Dark Knight. Like, he's like a legit actor.
Wow.
Like,
okay.
But I guess he does these movies too. I didn't know he does these movies.
Does many Lifetime movies. Yes.
Wow. There you have it.
There you go.
From something new.
Yeah. Man.
Wow. We did it, man.
We did.
Sheesh.
First one in the can. This felt right. 2022.
Felt right, guys. Thanks for having me along. This was fantastic.
This was more enjoyable than any of the Lifetime Christmas movies I saw.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Ooh, those were bleak.
Yeah. This better than Reba.
I mean, Reba was really fun though, I will say.
It was, but different. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the pivot from this to Christmas for Lifetime is so hard.
I still don't like, it just doesn't make sense.
Why not make some Christmas murder movies?
They should.
It doesn't make sense to me for them to do Christmas. I know, like,
it's money. It makes money sense. It can't not. That's why they're doing
it. It's got to. Yeah. So, you know, but we'll get there. We'll write some murder Christmas movies for Lifetime, and we'll just do that.
Let's do it. Yeah. This was so much fun. We are doing next month. We'll be back the last Wednesday of the month, and we'll be doing Patrick's movie, which airs. What's the date of it? Do you know?
February 11th on Lifetime Movie Network, Old Flames or Old Flames Never Die. You know, the title's still up in the air.
Is it really?
Old Flames Never Die.
Yeah, it's two titles. On the screener I got, it was Old Flames. On IMDb, it's Old Flames Never Die.
Two star-crossed Cobra Kai lovers.
It can't just be Old Flames.
I think we filmed under a different name too. I can't remember, but yeah,
it just been, be called the Old Flames. Just Old Flames.
It's been shrouded in secrecy. They didn't want the secrets and the spoilers to get out, so they kept changing the name to keep people on their toes. It's like a Chris Nolan movie. He didn't tell you the name of the movie until he has to, you know.
Yeah,
exactly. But we'll break that one down. It's going to be crazy. And I'm in it. So you'll get to see my silly face in a Lifetime movie.
Fantastic.
So here
so
for
excited.
Patrick, this has been so much fun. Dan, always a pleasure. Brent. Listener, thank you. And until next time, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas. Happy death.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast recorded live in, that Greenville, South Carolina. Is produced by Brandon Gray. Set decor by Plum Haywood Mall. For more information on all Bramble Jam podcasts, you can go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. For more information on how to listen to Deck the Hallmark ad-free, you can go to BrambleJamPlus.com.